Thank you, Robin. The final batch of news stories for today's recording begin with a grain-making machine that could help to tackle drought. A farm machine invented in Norfolk after the 1976 drought could be the answer to farmers' prayers as they battle through another heatwave. The late Ben Burgess, founder of the 180 million turnover agricultural, construction and ground care machinery dealership, which bears his name, could be described as a man ahead of his time. He was an inventor as well as a businessman. And in the 1970s, he came up with a device called damping worm machine, a prototype of which still sits in the Ben Burgess yard in Norwich. It gently moistens grain to bring it to the correct moisture level. The machine works by drawing in grain via a trough auger or spiral-shaped tool using an electric motor. This feeds it into a mixing auger where it is sprayed with a precise amount of water to bring it up to the correct moisture level. Cereals should be dry enough to store without spoiling, but moist enough not to disintegrate or turn to dust. The optimal level is just below 15% moisture. The company says if it now considers bringing the machine back into production in wake of the East Anglian drought.
And Anglian Water has revealed what it will take to put an end to the hosepipe ban that's been in place for almost a month. People in parts of Norfolk and Suffolk have been banned from using hosepipes to water gardens, clean vehicles or fill paddling pools under restrictions imposed by the company approaching 4 weeks ago. The ban is the first of its kind in the region since 2012 and comes as the county suffers through a drought and its fourth heatwave of the summer. It's understood Anglian Water will not lift the ban until they are confident that river and reservoir levels have improved to a healthy level. But the company expects dry weather to persist throughout the summer.
The county's fire service is projected to overspend by more than £1 million due to a sharp rise in call-outs. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service is facing a budget overrun of £1,062,000 for 2026-27 on top of its nearly £43 million allocation. The prolonged hot and dry weather is largely responsible for call-outs nearly doubling. The service has already received nearly £700,000 in additional funding to handle the increased demand. New figures reveal fire engine deployments have risen by 73% over the past 5 years, spurred by extreme weather conditions, more water rescues, and increasingly complex incidents. The service, run by Norfolk County Council, defended its spending, stating it had the third lowest service costs in the country per population size. Over the past 5 years, Norfolk has grappled with frequent summer heat waves, leading to widespread wildfires. In 2025, crews attended more than 10,000 incidents, with call handlers answering 17,744 calls, the highest number on record.
A Monty Python star and television presenter is bringing his latest adventure to a Norwich stage. Sir Michael Palin is coming to the Norwich Theatre Royal on October the 18th as part of his new UK tour, Michael Palin in the Philippines. The show will see him share behind-the-scenes stories and personal reflections from his latest Channel 5 documentary series, offering audiences a deeper look at his journey through the Philippines. Using photographs and exclusive film shot during the expedition, Palin will revisit experiences from across the Philippine archipelago.
And finally, and I can't believe I'm reading this out, with the weather we have been having, but Christmas show tickets are going on sale. With the ongoing heat waves hitting the region, Christmas may be far from most people's minds. But in North Norfolk, an award-winning attraction's promise of twinkling lights and festive cheer might offer some relief from the summer sun. Thursford has announced that tickets are now on sale for its 2026 Christmas events, including the return of Santa's Magical Journey and the Enchanted Journey of Light. Santa's Magical Journey takes visitors through a winter wonderland filled with animatronic animals, elves, and festive creatures, while the Enchanted Journey of Light features more than 1,000 illuminated lanterns and a vibrant outdoor light trail. Santa's Magical Journey tickets include entry to the Enchanted Journey of Light, offering better value for money for families with small children. Thursford's Christmas events will run from November the 21st to December the 24th.
Well, there you are. I'm sure you're looking forward to Christmas, but that's all the news for this week. But did you know that we are now available as a podcast? A podcast is a whole program accessed on a smart speaker, smartphone or computer, and available when you want to listen. You can listen to all your Chatterbox favourites from the Weekly News, Norfolk Magazine, Chatterround, and of course Just Talk, simply by opening your podcast app, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Podbean, and so on, and searching for the Chatterbox programme you would like. You can activate the subscribe button and be notified whenever a new episode is launched.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recorders was Mike Basie. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, you can call us on 01603 765 365, that's 01603 765 365. Don't forget to keep listening for August's edition of the Norfolk Magazine, which will follow on now. And with that, it's time to go. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from me, Marianne, and John, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.